You see, after I got the award, I guess, or so I heard, there was some unofficial ranking system that made its way around from company to company in that line of work, and it seems I was highly regarded around that circuit, which explained the numerous calls I received from competitors looking for my services. As flattering as those calls were to get, I stayed loyal. I stayed loyal to the company when I probably should have cashed in early. Perhaps things would be different today. But anyway, there was a particular note on three of these reviews, and they said that I had exceptional strategy for handling multi-operational projects simultaneously. A real fancy way of saying I was pretty good at multitasking. But without punctuation, it also said I had outstanding skills far superseding the expectations for that position. And this was in regards to my ability of time management. When I reflect, I wonder what went wrong. Well, I know what went wrong, but I like to pretend I forgot. I'll be for a moment or two. Those are some damn sweet moments, too. Ignorance blissful. It really, really is. But I reflect to how things were then, to how things are now, where I can't seem to organize anything anymore, consistently finding myself lacking the time to accomplish things when my pocket's completely, well, 90% empty most of the time. I remember how I was able to do what I was able to do back then, and it makes my head spin today. Today, we're making my bed, or taking a bath instead of a shower, are world-beating accomplishments. Sad to see how things go once that first turn of the spiral flows. Downwards, yet there still remains the potential for a change to where the spiral can swirl back around once again. That's the beauty of a life. It's like if you have some bad times, there's always that potential, no matter how tough they may be for you to think of at that time. There's always that potential to turn things around and move in an upright direction. So, that's my story.